This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Synchronize the steps if you want. Is that right? Bounce to the rhythm if you know you gotta flow. Synchronize the steps if you wanna get low. Isn't it nice when the people go away? Only you and me and the rest that go astray. Say it to my ear so my body goes slow. Goosebumps on my face when you know you gotta hold on me. Hold on me.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it sure does not matter who the host is. What matters are who the listeners are, that is for sure. Anyways, today's Wednesday, which is glorious Whip 'em Out Wednesday, July 24th of 2024, day 206 of the year. And only 160 days remaining. Yeah, that's it. 160 days remaining as we move forward and go in and all that kind of fun stuff. So no doubt about it there. Anyway, so how are you? How has the last 24 hours or so been? It's been busy over here. I'm not going to lie. A lot of stuff going on inside of the multiverse. You know, it's funny because we start doing these conferences and you start getting all these people that want to do stuff as we get closer and closer to the date. I mean, as we take a look around, I mean, September the 10th is not that far away. It'll be here relatively quick as we are talking. So we've been busy with doing some of that stuff. So always a fun time getting those things set. And then also on the other hand, well, you know, we do the radio stuff. We do the podcast network. And I mean, there's a plethora of people here. They get to, you know, do all kinds of stuff, and we get to interact with. So it's always a fun time as we're doing everything. But anyways, let's not get too deep in the weeds there. If you're not familiar with what we do around here, let's talk about that. We talk about safety in the news and safety. Kind of the alignment of what we do here. So not a problem. As we kind of go through all of that info, safety in the news and safety, we talk about everything. And then we want to have some interactions with you. And you get to do that by going to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. So that will get you moving and grooving inside of the world of the stuff that we get to do. Text messaging, audio messaging, and video messaging all readily available for you once you get there. So that's just for information purposes, if you want to interact and all that kind of fun stuff. So call in radio will get you into the mix. You're in the mix. So there you go. So outside of that, that's kind of what's going on. So let's do this real quick. Let's go ahead and start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look. The head of the Secret Service steps aside, and more bad news for the House Hunters. We'll talk about that. Joe Gaudette is ready for his turn at the boxing ring, and Haley Bieber is focusing on her new family. Also, Snoop Dogg will carry the Olympic flame. And Verity heads to the big screen. We'll talk about that. And is Kim... wrong thing. And Prince Harry is set to earn a windfall. We'll talk about that as we get into the details. So, there you go. We got some professional broadcasters waiting in the wings to talk to us a little bit about what is going on inside of the world of the news. So, why would we waste any time and, you know, not do that? So, let's go ahead and get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story news in London. I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. The European Union is weighing an indefinite extension of Moscow sanctions on Russia's state assets in a move that would immobilize the Central Bank of Russia's funds. EU ambassadors are meeting later. French President Emmanuel Macron is to keep his caretaker government until after the Olympics in a bid to maintain political stability and avoid disorder during the Games. And officials say that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are planning a meeting to drive a UK-EU reset, a meeting which could happen in late August or early September. US Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on the attack against Donald Trump in her first White House campaign rally. She was speaking in the battleground state of Wisconsin, where she said the choice was between a former prosecutor and a convicted felon for president. Donald Trump has also launched an attack on her a day after she secured the support of enough Democratic delegates for her to become the party's nominee. Caroline Malone reports.
From the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, and Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader, are the latest biggest names to show their support for Harris to run as president for the Democrats. Speaking in Milwaukee earlier on Tuesday afternoon, she confirmed she has secured enough delegates to move forward to the Democratic National Convention. She talked of a people-focused campaign. She said the best 24 hours of grassroots funding in presidential campaign history, individuals showing their support from the ground up with donations. Now the focus shifts to who she will choose as vice presidential candidate. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden will speak to the United States on Wednesday night from the Oval Office about his decision not to seek re-election. The primetime address will mark his first public appearance and speech since announcing on Sunday he was suspending his presidential campaign. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Joe Biden says he will speak about what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. Biden returns from self-isolating at his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, due to COVID-19 later on Tuesday. He has not been seen publicly since he began that self-isolation last Wednesday. But he did call into a campaign meeting on Monday night as Kamala Harris spoke to staff about her aim to clinch the Democratic Party nomination for president. That has now unofficially happened, with her securing enough delegates' support to become the party's nominee. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Internet services have been partially restored in Bangladesh after a near-complete communication blackout was in place for 5 days. More than 100 people have been killed in the last 1 week since unrest over a now-changed quota system for government jobs began. Neha Punya has more.
Broadband services in some regions have been restored, even as the government says it is prioritizing giving access to banks, hospitals and what it called essential services. A nationwide curfew will also now stay in place until further notice, the government says. Meanwhile, police are cracking down on protesters. More than 2,600 people have been arrested in the last 4 days. Even as nationwide search operations continue, they're being charged with attacking law enforcers, damaging and torching state properties. Protesters say they are temporarily suspending demonstrations, but are calling on the government to restore internet services, withdraw the curfew, reopen campuses, and protect student protesters. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
Top diplomats from the US and Japan are set to discuss the use of nuclear weapons during security talks in Tokyo this week. Foreign and defense chiefs are meeting for 2+2 talks, which for the first time are expected to include extended deterrence. Chris Gilbert reports.
America is the only country in the world to have attacked another with nuclear weapons, and it used them against Japan. Now the two countries are set for the first time to discuss extended deterrence, or the US commitment to use nuclear weapons to protect an ally or preemptively deter attacks. Previous 2+2 talks between Japan and the US have not grappled with the issue, which is sensitive in Japan. Experts say even though it's not come up at the ministerial level, the Sunday talks will build on a long-standing bilateral dialogue on extended deterrence, and that threats in the Indo-Pacific, referring to Chinese naval action in the South China Sea, are spurring a responsible demonstration on how the US will ensure regional security.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot,
and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip-A-Bout Wednesday. So don't worry about that. Anyways, let's get into the shit list right away. Senator Josh Hawley released the whistleblower's report suggesting that law enforcement officers who were assigned to cover the location where Donald Trump would be positioned himself left their post because the weather was too hot. Yep. And it gets worse. The Hawley report adds the whistleblower further alleges that the concerns of the heat promoted law enforcement to forego patrolling Building 6 instead of the station security personnel inside the building. Meanwhile, after giving an incomplete testimony to the House Oversight Committee on Monday, Kim Schadel resigned as the director of the Secret Service. She has been replaced by Deputy Director Ron Rowe, appointed by the Department of Homeland Security's Alejandro Mayorkas. So there you go. I mean, that took a swift change relatively quick on some of the stuff that was going on. I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, if you saw any of the testimony stuff, or should I say lack of testimony stuff, because there really wasn't much of anything being said during the thing. It's an ongoing investigation. We can't talk about it. There was a lot of avoidance. And I mean, I get it because it's an active investigation. So there's not a lot of stuff that you're supposed to share until you have your final findings. It got weird. I mean, it got weird right away. So I don't know. Was the right thing done? Debatable. Was the wrong thing done? Debatable. So, I mean, it's just a debate about a debate on what should be done.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. French security officials say that they conducted an estimated 1 million background checks for volunteers and workers ahead of the Paris Games. The screening process resulted in the rejection of 5,000 applications. Of those, about 1,000 are on the watch list under suspicion of spying for other countries. The Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin said the following. Are you ready? We here are to make sure that the sport isn't used for spying, for cyber attacks, or criticize and sometimes lie about France and the French. This is according to AP News. So I don't know. I mean, what's going on there? Little something, something. Because I mean, what is he talking about? So worth remembering, though, a cyber attack knocked some systems offline during the opening ceremony in 2018 Winter Games in South Korea. A group of North Korean-sponsored hackers are believed to have conducted the attack. So just for memory's sake here. With safety concerns mounting for the Jewish and Israel competitors and the ongoing war between Russia and the Ukraine, the next few weeks in Paris are prime target for bad actors looking to wreak havoc. So that is why the concern of doing all this. I mean, I'm sure there's other things for the level of concern as well, but this is something that we're talking about. So let's give them something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets weird. And I mean, it gets weird and strange and all that kind of fun stuff, but it's tough to talk about because we can't sit here and go like it didn't happen because all of this shit has happened. So sometimes, you know, it's just a strange thing to talk about. But, you know, when you start looking at it in the news, there's a reason behind all of the stuff being done. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, a median sale price of a house hit $426,900 in June, making more than 4% rise year over year. Meanwhile, previously occupied home sales dropped more than 5% between May and June, making it the fourth consecutive month to decline. Despite the 23% increase in house inventory nationally year over year, the interest rates make new home ownership increasingly out of reach for most people. So there you go. 23%. I mean, think about that. Am I living the American dream here in regards of what's going on? So let's go into that a little bit more. Home prices reached the all-time high in June. Even the nation's housing slump continues with fewer people buying homes last month due to the affordability crisis. The national median sales price rose by 4.1% year over year. Earlier to $426,900, the highest the record going back to 1999. The same price, or at the same time, the sales previously occupied the U.S. homes fell in June for the fourth straight month as elevated mortgage rates and record high prices kept many that would be home buyers on the sideline. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell by 5.4% last month from May due to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 3.89 million. The fourth consecutive month of decline, the National Association of Realtors, NAR, said on Tuesday existing home sales were also down by 5.4% compared to last year in June. The latest sales came below 3.99 million annual pace economics were expecting, according to FactSet. All told, there was about 1.32 million unsold homes at the end of the month last month, an increase by 3.1% from May to May and up 23% from June of last year. NAR said that translates to 4.1 million supply of the current sales pace. In the same balanced market between buyers and sellers, there is a 4 to 5 month supply. So sign of a pivot, maybe we should talk about that real quick. While still below the pre-pandemic levels, a recent increase of home inventory suggests that despite the record high home prices, the housing market may be tipping in favor of the home buyers. We're seeing a slow shift to the seller's market and the buyer's market, Lawrence Young said, the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors. Homes are sitting on the market for a bit longer and sellers are receiving fewer offers. More buyers are insisting on home buyers inspection and appraisals, and inventory is definitely rising on the national basis. For now, however, sellers are still benefiting from tight housing market. Home buyers snapped up last month, typically within 22 days after properties hit the market, and 29% of those properties sold for more than the original listed price, and typically means sellers receiving offers from multiple home shoppers. Right now, we're seeing increased inventory, but we're not seeing increased sales yet, said Young. The price climb of the prospects of our owning homes becomes a greater challenge for Americans, particularly the first-time home buyers, some who are opting to sit things out. High mortgage rates or rising prices remain significant obstacles of buyers said chief U.S. economist at High Frequency Economics, said in a note. But ongoing belief of the supply side should be a positive for the home sales that will be eventually decline in borrowing costs as the Fed start to lower rates this year. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. So if you're going to buy a home, I guess it's saying to an extent, wait. Wait just a moment before our love is gone. Anyways, take a listen to this. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile took a tumble in Chicago area highway during lunchtime of rush hour on Monday. According to Illinois State Patrol, the Wienermobile struck a Hyundai sedan, lost control, overcorrected, and tipped onto the side. No injuries were reported. The iconic vehicle was scheduled to make an appearance at the Tony Fresh Market in around Lake Beach on Saturday. No word whether one of the other six Wienermobiles will be sent. So there you go. So terrible to hear that there has been some damage to the Wiener, that's for sure.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Wild tigers have been extinct in, in Kazakhstan for the last seven decades. But the country's Minister of Ecology and Natural Resources is beginning a targeted effort to reintroduce them in a partnership for the World Wildlife Fund of Nature. The project began back in 2021 with introduction of 61 bakaka deer and the southern backlash region, which have been extinct for centuries. They're also a favored prey of the wild tigers. Nine of these deers have satellite tracking collars and monitor movements. So Kazakhstan government is also working to reinforce areas that tigers enjoy living and hunting in. Ecologists believe that the southern Balkhash region has the support of 120 tigers. How the hell did this even make it on here? Let's talk about that. Maybe that's the information that we need to be have a little discussion about right there. So anyways, take a listen to this. The Dow lost about 57 points to close at 40,358 on Tuesday. The S&P lost about 8 points to close at 5,555. And the NASDAQ lost about 10 points to close at 17,997. West Texas Intermediate closed at $77 a barrel and Brent crude was at $81 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.50 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin tumbled on Tuesday down 2.4% in trading, just a smidge under $66,000. And then, okay, sit back and relax for a moment as I tell you the next part. There was more than 6,400 10 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and about 760 cancellations. So there you go. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $114 million jackpot or a $54.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this one. Introducing Olin Reynolds. Yes, Olin Reynolds. Actor Ryan Reynolds revealed the name of his fourth child with Blake Lively during an NYC premiere of his new film Deadpool and Wolverine. The one-year-old attended the premiere alongside with sibling 9-year-old James, 7-year-old Innes, and 4-year-old Betty. This is according to Page Six. By the way, Deadpool and Wolverine is a Marvel Cinematic Universe first R-rated film, and for a good reason. The threequel out on Friday includes more than 100 F-bombs, the most in a Deadpool film so far. So there you go. Are you planning on going to see this? I mean, a lot of people are talking about this movie, and I'm not picking here. But I remember many, many, many years ago, Ryan Reynolds was in a superhero movie that a lot of people were talking about during the summer, and how it was going to be the game changer. You know what the name of that movie was? Do you recall? Do you want me to tell you? Because I'm going to tell you. Tell you what the movie was. It's called The Green Lantern.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. A collection of drawings by Michael Jackson is hitting the auction block. The 78 Skechers featured images of the late singer and as well as drawings of chairs, Michelangelo's David, several of the U.S. presidents, Peter Pan, Andy Warhol, Walt Disney, Marilyn Monroe, Queen Elizabeth II. There are also each signed by, well, MJ. And I'm talking about Michael Jackson, not to be confused with Michelle Joy. King's Auction is hosting the sale, requiring an opening bid of $1 million for the lot. Should that not be met, the pieces will be sold off individually. Bidding begins on August the 3rd. So if you have a cool $1 million to start off with, to get some Mikey's, some Michael Jackson drawings, well, you have the availability of doing so. I mean, you have the availability of getting up to 78. I mean, that's something for sure. Anyways, I talked about this at the very beginning. Hailey Bieber says that she is no longer super close with her famous family. I'm my own individual now, and we have built my own family. But when I look back on my childhood and how I grew up, I'm very, very fond of beautiful memories, she told W Magazine. Hailey, who is the daughter of Stephen Baldwin, is expecting her first child with husband Justin Bieber. This is according to U.S. Weekly. I mean, I think that's kind of a weird comment, but it makes sense. Yes, you're going to be, most people are fond of the memories of their childhood. That's just kind of the way that it works. But you kind of look back and go, we're no longer close. Well, no shit, you're not going to be close, because normally if life changes for you and you get married, I mean, unless you're like neighbors, how close can you be? I mean, I don't know. It's weird here. Anyways, a new report from Radar Online states that Matthew Perry was seeking companionship in the days leading up to his death. An insider told outlets that the friend star was communicating with two women on adult-only website, asking them if they wanted to be friends and maybe more. What do you mean by adult websites? I mean, I wonder if I have an understanding of what the hell that means, because that sounds wrong when as I say that, and the dead can't say anything about it. So asking them if they wanted to be more than friends and maybe more. Okay. When asked about their communication, the woman said Perry was never anything beyond a funny gentleman. I mean, I still want to understand the whole Batman stuff, because there was a lot of Batman fucking references before the end there. I want to understand that. Perry passed away last October after drowning in a hot tub. An autopsy later found that he had an obscene amount of ketamine in his system. This is according to Radar Online. I don't know. You know, conspiracy theories will always continue in regards to talking about that. No doubt on whatever the hell goes on there. So just think about that for a hot moment, on how those things are going to work. So there you go. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's do that thing that we do during this time of the sequence of events, because if we weren't doing this now, we would have to do it later.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So if we're going to talk about main stories, let's talk about the things that impact our life, things that change within our workplace, and things that lead to things happening and changing inside of the way that our world works. And some people get all hung up about when I say our world. And let me explain when I say these things. The way that you envision something, the way that you look at it, is the way that your brain processes what's going on. Okay, so let's make sure that we're clear here. And so to an extent, the way that you're experiencing this right now is entirely different than how I'm experiencing it, and maybe the person next to you, and maybe that other person, and so on. So the way that you visualize something, the way that things are happening right now for you, are much different than the way that I see them. Good, bad, indifferent, or ugly, depending on how you want to take a look at it. Okay, so keep that in mind. So with that being said, let's talk about this. So you know that there are times in life that you are at a workplace, if you have been blessed enough, lucky enough, where people do not change around you, and I'm talking about change in regards of staff levels changes, I'm talking about where people stay there for a long period of time, that's great. That is great if you're in a workplace where things don't change that often in regards to the personnel. Now, let's talk about this. If you work in a place where all of a sudden one of your biggest proponents, one of the biggest people that, you know, agree with the things that are going on how you guys are doing safety, you know, the way that the culture is, the way that the things are happening, all of a sudden tells you that they are leaving. What kind of an impact did that have inside of the organization? What kind of an impact does it have that all of a sudden they are no longer involved? And I'm asking this for a reason here. Now, listen, you might have had a boss at one point that was great and you worked with them and you thought they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. You might have had a boss that was the worst boss that you've ever had also. And depending on which way you're looking at it, things can, you know, really change depending on the outlook of that. On the other side here, as we're talking about this, if you have somebody who's a big proponent in the safety programs that are there, if they are you know, have a strong belief in the safety culture or the culture that's going on inside of the organization, it makes things difficult if that person leaves, if they're a big proponent of what the hell was going on. So as you take a look at this and go, how do you adjust and how do you frame this going forward? Those are the questions that I ask. And the reason behind this is for the following. What do you do when everything changes? That's the question. And the reason that I ask the question is for the following reason. Sometimes when a lead person, a person who believes strongly in what's going on, leaves, all of a sudden the next person might not agree with everything that's going on. That be it the person that's in charge, that be a person that you work with day in and day out. And listen, I'm not saying that we should not look at things from a different perspective, but boy, does it become a little bit more difficult than when things change altogether. So I want you to think about this for a few moments and, you know, and sit back and relax for a second. Now, as you are aware, there are some big changes going on with the Democratic ticket in the U.S. here. And if you take a look at President Joe Biden deciding to step down and not seek re-election, all of a sudden you have Vice President Kamala Harris coming in and taking over. Now, I'm not saying that they're not cut from the same cloth and we're not trying to get too involved in politics, but it's something big that's going on. Do you believe that her agenda is similar to his agenda that was on the ticket? No, they're going to have slightly different perspectives. I'm only giving you this as a reference piece, and some people might hate this reference piece because all of a sudden, you know, the difference between the two in regards of how, you know, it's a Democratic ticket and so on. But if you kind of look at the same thing from the other side, all of a sudden Trump has come in from the Republican side and decided to go with a different vice president this time around. No Mike Pence on the ticket this time. Good old Mr. JD is on the ticket this time. So you see, things change just by the small alteration on how things occur. So when you look at that, which one's good, which one's bad, and which one's ugly, not the person, but what is good for you, what is bad for another. But you see how these small changes have a large impact inside of the organization? That's what I want you to think about today, if you have the opportunity to do so. So what kind of an impact will these small changes have inside of your workplace when somebody who is a proponent of what you're doing comes in and moves forward? Think about that. That's the stuff that we have to think about as our organizations continuously change in regards to what's going on. That is some of the things that happen inside of our world that we tend to forget about sometimes, that is important, not important, and so on.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and you're your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world headlines. The EU is weighing an indefinite extension of Moscow's sanctions on Russia's state assets in a move that would immobilize the Central Bank of Russia's funds. French President Emmanuel Macron is to keep the French caretaker government until after the Olympics in a bid to maintain political stability and avoid disorder during the Games. And US Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on the attack against Donald Trump in her first White House campaign rally.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, there you go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here is NAMM. You know, the music is playing because this is still the Rated R Safety Show, but that's NAMM playing right there. This song's called Face. Yeah, that's the song's called. Yeah, some face for you. So there you go. Thanks for NAMM allowing us to play this right here on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music, just in case if you're looking in regards to what's going on. Okay, well, thank you very much for that one. No doubt about that. So there you go. So let's talk about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime. And let me tell you about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. So information readily available for you. If you go to that website, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on where it says find help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Anyway, so let's talk about this real quick. The Great Vape Phone. Yes, the Great Vape Phone. I'm not making this up. A company is selling the all-in-one combination phone, fitness tracker, and a vape. Yep, not a joke. Of all things. The Swipe Vape Phone is designed to keep you connected and entertained while providing premium vaping experience, says the company. The Swipe Vape Phone can connect to several apps such as Facebook, X, and WhatsApp, and users are able to receive texts and notifications on its touchscreen by connecting to your existing phone via Bluetooth. It can also be used to play video games and can be used to personalize the different wallpapers. But one thing the Swipe can't do is make phone calls. To connect the device, users need to download an app for their primary phone, priced at around $20, to interact with the device, pre-filled with nicotine flavors and blue raspberry, gum mint, and piña colada. Has three strength levels and are disposable, and after about 30,000 puffs. So there you go. Why not add chocolate dispensers and combine them all to the addictions into one device? I have no idea, but maybe that was something that they should have thought about. Because, you know, why don't we just level up a little bit? You know, level it up.
Duh.
So just some stuff to think about. And then, so if the phones that can't place calls on its own, by that reasoning, my phone is a vape that doesn't allow you to vape. You know, I get very confused with some of these things. Like, you're releasing phones that don't make phone calls. So what the freak is the point of the whole thing. So anyways, take a listen to this. New research says that carrots aren't just good for your eyes, but they also can do wonders for your skin. A new study presented by Nutrition 2024 Conference, the annual meeting of the American Society of Nutrition, found that snacking on baby carrots three times a week increased the levels of skin carotenoid in young adults. High skin carotenoid, levels are linked to increased antioxidant protections and lower risk of chronic diseases, including cancer and heart disease, and also give immune systems a boost. The jury's still out about the carrot cake, but I'm willing to be the guinea pig for the study. I'm just saying. Also, in some other news, a new study says that eating one avocado every day has an amazing health benefits, including improved sleep and diet quality. Penn State University researchers say that they were already aware that eating avocados is linked to a lowered risk of cardiovascular disease. But in the new study, they found that the people who consumed avocados on a daily basis for 6 months saw improvement of their scores for sleep, health, diet, and blood lipids. The cholesterol without advisory affecting the body weight. There was a notable increase in accidental finger slicing, however. I just want to bring that up because some people might find that important. So are you an avocado a day kind of person? You know, there are some people that are out there that love them some avocado toast, love them, the whole weird avocado everything. I mean, I have a friend of mine that likes avocados daily. She also eats avocado chips. She has avocado toast, and she'll eat avocado straight all in one shot. Maybe they just like avocados. I mean, I don't know. It gets weird sometimes in regards to how far people want to go with some of this stuff. But hey, you have to do whatever you think that's in your best interest. I'm not going to sit here and say, don't have avocado anything. Just do you, because that's going to be important. Anyways, with that being said, let's see. I think, even though we're kind of ahead of schedule here, I think it's time to bring in some John Smalls in our life. I want to feel motivated this morning. You know, that minute of motivation that John does really does get me motivated inside of life in regards to listening to the stories that people turn in. So let's go ahead and do that now. Let's go ahead and do the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Rod. John Locke said, "As people are walking all the time in the same spot, a path appears." I love that. I actually read something recently about a school where they waited to install the sidewalks until after the first year. They let the students make paths from the buildings to the other buildings where they were walking to. Now, these paths were the most obvious places to put the sidewalks, since these paths were actually created by the traffic that would eventually be walking on the sidewalks. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. I guess their lawn is amazing because the paths are almost always used rather than a shortcut across grass, because every sidewalk is already a shortcut. I absolutely loved that story. I don't know if it's going to help you somehow this week, but I hope it does.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. No one goes through life unscathed. Sooner or later, someone you trust will betray you. A business deal will go south, leaving you in a financial crisis. Illness will strike or someone you love will die. When you've been wounded, it is critical to make peace with your pain, to turn it into an ally. Embrace it and learn from it. Remember, God has a long history of turning life's tragedies into opportunities for personal growth and development. Romans 5 says, "We also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." Lord Jesus, help us to make peace with our pain. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is what you've missed on the Rated R Safety Show.
Entrepreneurial runners in Indonesia, calling themselves Strava jockeys, have built a lucrative businesses by renting their jogging skills to mostly older older, busier professionals who are looking to impress others with their running exploits and exercise tracking app. It works like this. You pay someone else to run for you in order to make it seem like you're athletic. And the faster they run while pretending to be you, they are the more likely, the more they can charge. No one would believe that's me. Not only do I run, do I not run, I don't do anything before 10 a.m. unless I'm getting paid for it. So there you go. I mean, I guess, like I say all the time, there is a business for everything. You just have to look for it. So there you go.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, so there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Let's take a look. Back in 1998, the World War II drama that would rack up 5 Oscars, including for those for Steven Spielberg for directing and other technical awards. It was one of the first movies to graphically and authentically replicate the Normandy invasion. This was Saving Private Ryan that opened in theaters at that time back in 1998. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Let's take a look around. Bindi Irwin turns 26. Callie Spaney turns 27. Kyle Kuzman turns 29. Emily Rickards turns 33. Mara Wilson, 37. Anna Paquin turns 42. Elizabeth Moss also turns 42. Rose Byrne turns 45. Danny Dyer, 47. Tori Wilson turns 49. Jennifer Lopez turns 55. Let's see. Kristen Chenoweth turns 56. Barry Bonds turned 60, Carl Malone turned 61, and Linda Carter, oh yes, Wonder Woman, she turned 73 today. So just in case if you're looking at some birthdays that are going on, if you need some days of the year to celebrate, here we go. Pioneer Day, Samaritan Awareness Day, Talk to Us Day, National Tell an Old Joke Day, National Drive-Thru Day, International Self-Care Day, National Cousins Day, National Amelia Earhart Day, and the last but not least, but definitely an important one, it's National Tequila Day. Más tequila, por favor. So there you go. So some stuff going on right there for sure, no doubt about that. Who doesn't want más tequila? You know, I'm just saying. So if you need a random joke for today, try this. I tell my friends I'm here for them 24/7 because it sounds better than saying I'm only here for them on July the 24th. I'm just saying, you know, you have to prep your friends. If your friends know you, they get it. They get it. So they're, you know. Anyways, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. Finish the sentence. The best summer day ends with ... Mas tequila. I mean, no, okay. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. It's estimated that a little over 40% of people do this every meal. What is it? Salt their food. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. If you are not aware, we have the Conklin Conference coming up. But yeah, yes, the Conklin Conference coming up. Not that. Conklin Conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th. Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there. We're going to talk about the world of human and organizational performance. No doubt about that. We'll cover all of the information of the things that are going on inside of the world of HOP. If you come out there, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, Jennifer Long, and of course, Todd Conklin, going over the stuff of human organizational performance. I'll be there hosting if you want to come and take a look at what we have going on. No doubt about that, because it's always a fun time as we get to hang and do all of the stuff there. Anyway, Santa Fe, New Mexico is where everything's going down. If you want to find out more information, go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io. Anyways, it's the top of the hour. I will be going over to radiobig.fm for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me. If you don't, that's perfectly fine, too. You can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. So there you go. So if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The only thing that overcomes hard luck is hard work. Think about that. It might take you places that you didn't think you could go. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.